Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 3rd of July. Where do you start? Yesterday was a disaster. A disaster on the old trading. Useless. Malaga, Real Madrid. There was 2 second half goals in the games, but other than that, it was absolutely dreadful, wasn't it? And that Spurs, I just don't even know where to begin. I was steaming last night, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I have calmed down now. If I had done the pod last night, it would have been full of everything. Let's get to the bit. I didn't watch it live. I genuinely didn't. I recorded it, and obviously with all the talk of the VAR, once the trading had stopped, I watched it. And that's one of the reasons when I'm trading, I don't watch, because you get distracted and miss things. So I sort of was skipping through at 6 times speed and 15 times speed to bits. But let's just deal with the VAR thing first. I've made my views well known on VAR. I've made them well known that I think it, the intention of it is good for the game. I think the Premier League somehow have managed to completely and utterly cock it up. And that decision last night is difficult to defend. And when you're sort of advocating VAR, it is. But if you actually break it down with a bit of hindsight and forgetting, again, bias and what your views are, there's two sides to it. Firstly, I mean, it's a ludicrous decision, don't get me wrong. But firstly, that is the laws of the game. It's not VAR. That is the current laws of the game, that rule. That if it hits a hand, it goes in, then it gets disallowed. And we've been on the benefit of it when we scored an equaliser against Man City. Strict laws of the game. The goal we scored against West Ham last week should have been disallowed. This one does get disallowed. So there instantly you've got the inconsistency. But then when you look at it from a VAR point of view, all the VAR officials did do was apply the laws of the game. That is what they did, and that's what they're there to do. But one we've seen with the West Ham goal, and that goal it's not done consistently, which it should be. It should be flawless. And like I said with offside, if it's a toe offside, it's a toe offside. As long as they're all given, then there can't be any complaints. As long as everybody knows where they stand, then there can't be any complaints. The issue with last night, which clearly is ludicrous, the rule is ludicrous, is that without VAR, that goal stands. The reason it gets called back is because they check every goal, and obviously they've spotted that in the build-up, so now they've had to disallow it. So if VAR didn't exist, without a doubt, I can't see any situation where the referee doesn't give that goal, having not blown for a foul on Moura, because it was a foul on Moura, and as he's fallen down. So I am an advocate for it, but it's impossible to defend what's going on. It really is. It's the no use of screens by referees at the side of pitches, I do not understand. Taking 4 minutes, you know, when Sheffield United came to Spurs, it took 4 minutes. Took 4 minutes, allegedly, the West Ham-Chelsea game, I didn't see it. But it's just ridiculous. And I don't doubt, and I've got no argument with the fact that it's spoiling football. It's spoiling people's enjoyment of football. And it seems to be spiralling downwards. But yeah, I mean, I watched that 2 or 3 times, rewinding it back. I couldn't quite believe that it was disallowed. But it is the strict laws of the game, and that's where we need to direct our attention first, is to IFAB. I don't know the point when handball became so complicated, and the players and the fans have brought it on themselves, because we never had this problem back in the 80s, 90s. It became a thing when players and fans started shouting handball for everything. And now, you know, you never used to see defenders with arms behind their back and this, that and the other. It was quite clearly if you put your hand to the ball, not ball to hand, hand to ball, it was handball. And we left it to referees to determine. But players started cheating, calling it all the time. Fans started jumping on that bandwagon. And as fans, we've made a rod for our own back. I don't know, I can't look at, you know, somebody asked me this morning, what would you do with a handball? I have no idea what you do with a handball rule now. That clearly last night is not handball as the laws define it, but it is an IFAB law. But the rules have surely got to be an intentional attempt to put your hand to the ball. Like, you know, the Champions League final, he was pointing, he wasn't handballing. And I don't know when it became so difficult to determine, actually, you've deliberately tried to move the ball with your hand, or actually, we're just going to give handball now any time it hits any part of the arm at any stage. But it doesn't happen for defenders. It's not a penalty if it hits them accidentally, but it is for attackers. It's got so messy that, you know, we almost all need to lobby IFAB and say, you need to sort this out. Because it's nonsense. It is an absolute nonsense. It does. I do fully accept it spoils the enjoyment of the game. Waiting around, you know, 3-4 minutes to see if goals are given. I think it's worse on TV than being in the crowd, I'll be honest. I mean, I know at football matches you jump up and down, don't really know what's going on. But sitting watching that on TV, 3-4 minutes or whatever, is just ridiculous. So that aside, though, cannot detract, and I think this is the danger with it, from the absolute fucking shitfest that is Tottenham Hotspur Football Club. It is almost unfathomable how poor the squad, the standard of play has become. And I know people don't follow this pod, it's not a Spurs podcast, but you know I'm a passionate Spurs fan. I go every game, I've spent fortunes following them over the years. One of the reasons I didn't watch the West Ham game, I didn't watch that game, because they're just fucking awful to watch. I long for the days when I used to enjoy watching Tottenham. They're just fucking awful team to watch play football. I fast forwarded through bits. Once I've started, there's a bit, I can't remember if it's before the goals or not, when Sissoko's going through. And he's got such and such to his left. I can't remember who it was, as I was only speeding through it, but he's got, let's say, Kane to his left, Bergwijn to his right, something like that. And they're in acres of space, and he just bumbles into the defender. And I just like to think, they're getting £30 million. He's a £30 million player. He's getting fortunes a week. He's absolutely fucking useless. If you go through that team, Larissa, I like Larissa. I think he's a good keeper. Yeah, he's prone to the odd gaff, but he's a good keeper. World Cup winner. Only leader we've got in the team. Only winner we've got in the team. I think he's a good keeper, good shot stopper. You then go to the back line. Aurier, absolute fucking liability. Fucking Dyer and Sanchez, I mean, they are just, they're absolute shite. I mean, Eric Dyer looked good about 3 years ago when he was alongside Dembele, who was an awesome player. He's alongside Dembele with the best back four in the league at the time, Walker and Rose at the top of their games, and Toby and Yan in their prime. So he got made to look good because he was in amongst that five players that were good. Once Dembele left, Walker left, the back four started having problems. He's been exposed. He's absolutely fucking desperate. It's another one of those young Englishmen, so he must be good. Absolutely desperate. Sanchez, I've never seen him have a good game for Spurs. I think he's fucking dreadful. And the left back's reliable. Ben Davis, reliable left back, but he doesn't pull any trees up. He's just okay, isn't he? Midfield, Sissoko. Awful, awful, awful footballer. I do not know what he... Suggsy quite likes him because he breaks play. I do not know what he offers the team. I think he's absolutely fucking dreadful. The day that Everton didn't get him at midnight or whatever it was a fucking disaster for Tottenham Football Club. You've then got Lo Celso, who people rave about. Lo Celso is a left-footed cabbage. It's like having two left-footed cousins in him and Lamella. The fucking left-footed cousin brigade. Their right foots are just for standing on, and they can barely do that. Absolutely fucking dreadful. I weep at seeing Fernandez play for Man United, and we end up with him. Absolutely fucking weak, poor, might look good against a little pissy side, but the minute he's up against a decent team, and he's seen it against United, against them last night, absolutely not in the game. Not even fucking appears in the game. Useless. Bergwijn, don't know what to make of him yet. Son, great player, but seems to be having ups and downs, seems to be a lot more in and out than he was. I don't think Son plays well when Kane's in the team. But how do you drop Harry Kane? Harry Kane is our one world-class player. What he's doing at Tottenham, I don't know. He won't be there for long. He is a guy who wants to win trophies and he's going to piss off, isn't he? And who could blame him? Well, I mean, he is wasting his career sitting there at Tottenham. Absolutely wasting it. We're going to be a mid-table side now for a long time. We've got a chairman who doesn't want to, you know, it doesn't want to win. I don't care what people say. He doesn't want to win. He's happy with his stadium and building up the finances and building an asset. But he's not about winning. And the players are just poor. And people will argue with me. You only need to look at his record, Levy. When we've had a chance to win, he's not backed the manager. Redknapp in the January when we had a chance to win the league. Pochettino, you could say, through the 2 years we didn't buy a player. Somehow when we do buy players, they're flipping dreadful. I'll weep at it. It's just fucking desperate. But do not let that VAR decision take away from the fact that they are a dreadful, dreadful football team. And I know people say you could support Southampton and that. With the greatest respect, Tottenham are a slightly different side. We've been one of the big six for 4 or 5 years. We're the only one not to win anything. And we're fucking dreadful. We're absolutely, I mean, it's backwards doing handsprings. And we're going to get, a letter next year sometime? Come and pay another 1600 quid. We pay the highest fees in Europe to watch. And it's just fucking piss poor. It's just not good enough, it isn't. And I don't know how you fix it because there's not enough. You know, the club's going the way of Arsenal. It's almost like we've mirrored them when they moved in their stadium, except they managed to pick a few FA Cups up. Whatever you say about Wenger, he managed to win, 3 FA Cups on the spin. But, you know, they had their problems, the best players left. Tottenham are going to be exactly the same. It's a downhill spiral. It really is. Awful, awful team to watch, though. That's the most, you know, I've seen Spurs through some shit days, but you've had people you wanted to get up and watch play football. That lot there are absolutely fucking dreadful. I mean, dreadful. Moussa Sissoko, fucking hell. I mean, at least he didn't play weak. And that's Sanchez. He is absolute garbage, man. I mean, what worries me, you know, people say Mourinho passed his best. What worries me is that Mourinho rates Dier and Sanchez, I think. Fucking hell, you got Toby and Yan. I mean, they'd be better on one leg, those two. If you said to Toby and Yan, go out and you can only hop round, they'd be better than those fucking two that we've got out there. They are fucking desperate. So that's it, yeah. Harry will fuck off. Spurs will be mid-table. Note the date of this podcast, 3rd of July. We are fucking rubbish. That's it. I might go and support Malaga and their fucking no goals Malaga. Right, what have we got? I don't know. I'm depressed. I think I haven't seen daylight for about 3 weeks. I've got come to watch that Spurs shambles, albeit on fast speed last night. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. I'm melting away. Fucking hell's going on, honestly. I had a little go at the old horse trading yesterday. 300-odd quid. Good. I've won about 200 today. And stopped to do this podcast. I might have a go in the 220 at Chepstow. People asking me. I love it. Tell us how you do it. No. I haven't got... I couldn't do this as a service because I couldn't commit to doing every afternoon. Football's bad enough, but these racing boys, how you do it, fair play to you. The concentration, I was sweating yesterday, heart pumping, scared to death. I was using Bat Angel, which is fantastic. I was scared to death on that one click of clicking the wrong thing, or you hit it and the price has moved. Concentrate, I was like flipping, I've never sweated so much. But I'll get better at it. It's something that I'll do and get better at when I've got time. But yeah, fair play to the guys who sit and do that every day. I suppose it's like me with the foot, you just become robots at it. I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. I enjoyed the thrill of it more than actually the money. I really enjoyed the thrill of it and getting it right and clicking. But it just, when it goes in play, it just moves so fast. Just 1 minute it's 10, the next minute it's 25. If you get your click wrong, I'll be speaking to my old mate Lee Cow next week. We'll get some of this botted up, Lee. You can help me out, son. Right, where are we? Where are we? There's not much on today. Genuinely, there's not everything football-wise for me is about following my Tottenham monologue is about Charlton versus Millwall. Charlton-Millwall, you can play this any one of three ways. First half goal after 25 minutes, over 1.5 goals after 25 minutes, or first half goal and then half time 1.5. So that's the way I will choose to do it, is Charlton Millwall first half goal 25 minutes onwards. If it's 0-0 at half time, I'll then look to do over 1.5 through the second half and trade from there. I think Atletico Madrid are nailed on tonight to beat Mallorca. Fantastic record against lower teams at home. So if you want a short home one, I don't know what price they are actually, I haven't looked, but Atletico Madrid I think are absolutely nailed on to beat Mallorca. Yeah, and that's it. So Charlton Millwall, and if you want a shorty at home, I can't put you off, Atletico Madrid. FDD people and FTS, if you use those strategies, I've emailed, I've put it on Twitter. They published the sheets this morning with, I published them, but they'd left League One in the stats, and it was playoff games. So they were then, I made them aware, and they've been removed and a republish done. So if you are doing the FTS FDD and you haven't seen any messages, do not use the sheets. If you downloaded them before 10 o'clock, download a new sheet and use that, because otherwise your match numbers will not tie up with the FTS website. Right, that's it. That is it from me. Arrivederci. I will speak to you. I know you expected me to lose my shit. I'm a calm, considered individual. If I would have done last night, if I'd made this pod, whoever's put that, I think Simon Dennis, can we have the pod now? If I'd made it last night after watching that, I would have. I did lose the plot, I'm not going to lie. I have got the ability, you might have guessed, to lose the plot, and I did last night. But I'm cool, calm, collected, relaxed, chilled. I'm going to get involved in the 220 at Chepstow. You have a lovely afternoon. Chrissy Betts flying 3 out of 3 yesterday. He's starting to annoy me now. I think I'm going to have to change that. I mean, it's my stuff. He's using the cheeky little git. But well done. 3 cheers for Chrissy. And I'll be back with you all tomorrow. Tomorrow morning we do it all again, just again keep batting on through this football, but we'll do it all again tomorrow. And I will I'll speak to you all in the morning.